Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
What do we want? When do we want it?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Yo, what up, Tom, Sybil, Dominique, Damon, anybody else there?
And Roland is brought to you by TV1's News One Now, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And Roland talks with Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson and Bill Bellamy this morning. What up, Roland?
Hey, folks, hope all is well. Hey, let me give a shout out. My dad's birthday today, 67th birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Martin.
In Lane College, I will see you guys on Sunday for commencement. And yes, I have my degree. It's all good. So won't be any drama there at all.
Take that.
I got mine. All right, so box office. You know, we've had, first of all, 2013 was an amazing year at the box office in terms of 12 Years a Slave, 42, Winnie Mandela, Fruitvale Station, you name it. We go down the line. But it's also important in terms of the stories and the individuals behind the scenes with African American. And joining us right now is a brother who is a Hollywood executive who is doing big things. His movie, Heaven is for Real, was the second movie at the box office last week. More than 20, what was it, about $20, $30 million y'all made, Devon?
Nah, we have made 22 for the weekend and about 30 for the five-day opening.
Nice. That's a lot of ones.
So
that's a nice collection plate right there, brother.
At the kitchen table.
It's all right.
All those
and, Devon, that's a huge, huge take because, look, you guys were up against some big films, the Morgan Freeman film that came out with Johnny Depp and some other films. And so what is it about this film? Obviously, you targeted the faith-based audience that made it such a successful opening weekend.
You know, I think that, first of all, the story that was of Colton Burpo, you know, who had a near-death experience and comes back from that talking about his incredible trip to heaven, that story has just been a story that has captivated millions of people in the country. I mean, the book was a number one bestseller for almost 2 years. It sold over 10 million copies, 35 different languages. So I think the film and bring it to the screen was just, our goal was to capture the essence of that journey. And I think that the same way that people responded to the book, they're responding to the movie because it brings them hope and peace for one of the greatest things we all deal with, which is what happens after we die.
And what's Pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes' role in this movie?
Bishop is a producer on the film. You know, I just love working with Bishop Jakes. I mean, we've made, being at Sony, we made four movies. We did Not Easily Broken, Jumping the Broom, Sparkle, and now Heaven is for Real.
That had to help, too.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, Jakes is, I mean, come on. He's a giant of faith and just an honor and a pleasure to be able to work with him. I mean, and his ability to translate, you know, messages like this to his audience is absolutely fantastic.
How's that producing partnership work for you, you guys, as far as your outlook on life and just your day-to-day working as a man of God and your partnership with Bishop Jakes?
Yeah, you know, what I love about it is as a kid growing up, I always admired him, you know, and I was a huge fan of his work. So then, you know, making my way into Hollywood and ultimately getting to the Sony Pictures and to be able to work with him is almost like a dream come true because what it is, I understand his message and he understands who I am in the film. And so for him, me putting the film side together, him putting the message together and us coming together, it's like two sides of the same coin.
Have we met at the Potter's house? Have we met?
No, I don't know if we met, Tom. I don't know if we met.
That would be a joke, Devon. Devon, that would be a Tom's
I'm a member of Potter's house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
right,
you're a member, but have you been there lately?
No, but I tie.
Y'all might have bumped each other on the internet stream. Maybe on that one, I'm just saying. Devon, as someone who is a minister who also who talks about having a variety of films, it also has to make you feel good that the opening weekend validates your vision of the type of different movies that Hollywood can put out that can appeal to multiple audiences.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as a kid, people told me as a Christian growing up, you can't go into Hollywood. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the devil's playground. You have no business there. And I just said, you know what? I believe that's the industry God is calling me to. And, you know, being in Hollywood, you know, I've been out of the closet as a Christian saying, yep, you know, I believe in God, I'm a follower of Christ, and then to champion a movie like this and say, I know that there's an audience out there that wants high-quality material, and for that movie to work at the level it's working, I mean, we've been the number one movie all week long, and
wow.
Now we're getting ready for our second weekend today.
On how many screens?
Thinks, right now, we just added 300 screens, so we're on 2,700 screens across the country,
okay.
And we're hopefully poised for another great weekend number two.
Heaven is real. It is. I saw it last week in the middle of the week, and the whole theater was full.
Yeah.
Right
wow.
then and there.
Good.
Yeah,
congratulations.
So
way to go,
what
Devon.
And
tell
thank
your bride
you
we said
congratulations,
hi.
Devon.
I will. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One.